listener production.
Hi and welcome to Mackay and with Sunday's local news. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A shower or two and maybe some strong wind later on. We're heading for 31 today is what we're covering this Wednesday, February 8. Homeowners to feel another rate rise. Marine wind warning remains in place and directives over mine safety. A Queensland finance expert is hopeful an end to these consecutive interest rate rises is in sight. It sounds the Reserve Bank of Australia lifted the nation's cash rate by 25 basis points to 3.35%. Griffith University's Dr. Di Johnson says all eyes will be on next month's inflation, housing and spending data.
At some point, the bluntness of interest rates as the strategy to reduce inflation will come to the fore. So now it's really a case of making sure that the government steps in and has complementary, well-targeted fiscal support.
The man who allegedly shot dead three people at a property in Bogie has had his matter heard in court again as police prosecutors requested an adjournment while they wait for forensic evidence. Daryl Valroy Young is also facing an attempted murder charge over the incident southwest of Bowen in August last year. The prosecution says it's waiting for ballistics and telecommunication data and asked for the case to be adjourned by up to 3 months. The matter was adjourned until February 21. Daryl Young is yet to enter a plea. A marine wind warning remains in place for Mackay waters this morning as the tropical low off the Queensland coast is expected to develop into a tropical cyclone later today. An ocean wind warning has also been issued. Track maps continue to show the system staying well off the coast. However, it could bring large waves and strong winds to our shores. Senior meteorologist Dean Naramore says despite it staying out at sea, it's important to stay up to date.
With all this tropical activity occurring across much of northern Australia this week, it is important to stay up to date with the latest forecasts and warnings and track maps via our website, as well as also on our app and social media.
And Resources Safety and Health Queensland has issued directives to mine operators following a number of serious incidents in the Bowen Basin. There's been three recent cases of equipment, mainly dozers, sinking into voids developed in stockpiles at mines. CEO Mark Stone says the directives will require sites to validate their safety systems, potentially exposing deficiencies and leading to improved risk control and learning. There were 10 dozer rollovers in Queensland last year. Let's take a look at some sport now. The Hockey Roos head coach says there's fresh talent coming out of Queensland, with 7 of 22 players selected in this year's squad coming from the state, including Mackay's own Claire Colwell. Katrina Powell says the girls are aiming to bring their game to the next level.
Hopefully, as we get even more used to playing together and welcome some new players into our group, that style of open, attacking and aggressive hockey will see us scoring more goals, which would always be welcome.
And Charlie Bliss has signed the line for her second season with the Mackay Meteorettes. Her commitment comes just a few days after the side announced Denisha Babongi will return for a sixth year. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Whit Sundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.